birth came from good sources, and our youth are maiming and killing themselves off before they gain the maturity of
point of order.
How they can handle drinking alcohol. And
your point of order, sir.
And I think there's the time to pass.
Well, now he finally finished up with it. I would ask for the vote now, sir.
Do you still maintain an objection?
No, Mr. President.
Objection has been removed. Committee substitute for Sample 406 will be before us on tomorrow's calendar. Yes?
I want 1 year forward on my
children. It will be at ease. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move a national unanimous consent the Senate recess to a call of the chair 11:30.
We do need 15 votes on this floor. We have to collect the 15 votes, and those of our brave and stalwart brothers are needed back here.
That's right.
Daughter. Oh, pardon me. Peggy's not here. Well,
let's not get embroiled in that, or we'll never get anything done.
You know what, last?
One for the Gipper now.
I didn't realize.
Let's give me one bill, please.
Yeah, one, at least pass one bill, Mr. President.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Count yourself. Where'd Sackett go? This is not the stage of the game to question the finance chairman.
All right, we're ready. Start reading.
450. By Senator Fahrenkamp, an act making an appropriation to the Legislative Council for a study of local options for control of the Fairbanks International Airport and providing for an effective date. The
gentlemen, please.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute, a new title, and majority do pass. Signed, Senator Sturgiolski, Chairman, concurring Senator Stimson and Kelly. Senator Rohde signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that the CNRA committee substitute do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Petula, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Sackett. With no objection, the committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute was Senate Bill number 450 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Legislative Council for a study of options for local acquisition and ownership or management of the Fairbanks International Airport and the Anchorage International Airport, and providing for an effective date. Finance Committee submitted an amendment number 1, page 1, lines 12 and 13. On line 12, change $150,000 to $175,000. On line 13, following the word council, insert for funding the Senate Special Committee on Transportation.
Senator Sackett. Are there objections? Hearing none, amendment number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and committee substitute for Senate Bill 450 amended be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
No objections.
Senate Bill number, committee substitute for Senate Bill number 450 amended, an act making a special appropriation to the Legislative Council for a study of options for local acquisition or ownership or management of the Fairbanks International Airport and the Anchorage International Airport and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Ready for the question. Question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 450 as amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 1 nay.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 450 is amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 450 amended be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
There are no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 118 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to rivers, lakes, streams, and other bodies of water in the state and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Sumner, Chairman, and Senators Bennett and Meehan signed no recommendation. Senators Fahrenkamp, Mulcahy, and Krutula signed do pass. There is an amendment number one by Senator Fahrenkamp, page 4, lines 20 and 21. This has been distributed.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, the amendment is an error in the way the wording was put in. It should be just after on page 4, line 20, it should read source of water for beneficial use between water and or. The same thing happens on page 2425. I move the amendment. That's unanimous consent.
Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, amendment number 1 is adopted. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 118, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number amended Senate, an act relating to rivers, lakes, streams, and other bodies of water in the state and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 118 as amended by the Senate pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas and one nay.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 118 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of committee substitute for House Bill 118 amended Senate be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
There are no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
Mr. President.
Senator Krutula.
I move and ask unanimous consent to reverse the introduction of guests.
Hearing no objection, the Senate reversed the introduction of guests.
Mr. President, it's my distinct pleasure today to introduce constituents of Houston, friends Kenneth and Ruth Miller, Robert and Kathy Rasmussen, and Chuck and Linda Abbott.
Senator Ray?
Give notice of reconsideration of committee substitute for House Bill 118.
Your notice will be recorded.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 294 amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to mobile homes. The Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Sturgiewski, and Stimson. There's a CS.
Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the Senate Commerce Committee's committee substitute.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the Commerce Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 294 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to mobile homes. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 294 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Senate Committee substitute for a committee substitute for House Bill number 294, an act relating to mobile homes.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 294 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas and 4 absent.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 294 has passed the Senate.
Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill Number 346 by the Resources Committee. An act relating to fishing area markers. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed Senator Bennett, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp, Mulcahy, Meehlin, Bennett, and Sumner. There are no amendments.
President, do we have the right bill?
Yeah, it doesn't sound right to me.
President, we do not have. It's 546.
346. Okay. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 546, an act increasing prejudgment and post-judgment interest rates. The Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee Substitute with a new title, a letter of intent, referred it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, Chairman, Senator Dankwa signed due pass. Senators Ray, Meeland, and Bennett signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Hackney, Bennett, and Ray. Senators Sumner and Curtula signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that SCS 546 rules with a new title and calendar. Signed Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Tillian, Ziegler, Sumner, and Holman. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Rooney.
Mr. President, I would move the Rules Committee substitute.
Objection
is noted. You're on the floor.
Mr. President, there are two provisions in the Rules Committee substitute that differ from the bill that did come from Judiciary.
The first is a change in the interest rate from 12% which was agreed upon in Judiciary among all the parties, to 10.5%. I have a separate amendment on that if this body adopts the Rules Committee substitute. The second provision, and perhaps the most important one, and one that is one that will provide for the settlement of lawsuits, this provision relates to offers of judgment. If a party makes an offer of judgment and then prevails, they are allowed 2% above the going interest rate for the interest on that judgment. The idea is, of course, to ensure that parties to a lawsuit have an incentive to settle. If someone holds out when they have poor grounds for doing so and hope of a favorable jury verdict, they'll be penalized for it. And I think this is good for the system. It's also good law. And I would urge the body to support the Rules Committee substitute.
Senator Ray.
Through the chair to the Judiciary Chairman, if he would care to answer. In the Judiciary, we eliminated the language appearing on line 12, approximately on line 12, and also in the second section. And I see that the Rules Committee now has put back all this language and has changed it. And I wondered if he would give me his opinion of what this does.
Senator Ziegler.
The original, it's another one of those rock and a hard place situations, Mr. President, where no matter what you do, you are not going to particularly please anybody. And the fight revolves about the plaintiff's bar on the one hand saying we aren't getting enough interest money, and the defense bar and the insurance companies on the other hand saying just we can't live with any higher interest rates. Well, they had been struggling along at 8% for several years, and in view of the inflationary times in which we live, and in view of the fact that 8% had been the rate for so long a period of time, I thought it would not be unrealistic and a majority of my Judiciary Committee members agreed to me to jack up the 8% to 12%, which was just about on target. That's a 50% boost. And truly, nobody, I don't think, could complain too much to it, too much about it. There were some squawks, but even defense counsel have come around and said, well, 12% we can live with. And the plaintiff's argument is that we're going to collect 8%, but in the meantime, you guys are keeping our money and you're getting it invested at maybe 17 or 18%. So you're making money on the money, and it pays you to not settle lawsuits promptly. Senator Coletta got the bill in that form from the Judiciary Committee, and Lord knows, I imagine he's been swamped with people coming in and out of his office saying this is too much or this is not enough. I believe the Rules Committee substitute is an effort again to strike a reasonable compromise. And you are, according to the way the bill reads, and I haven't really examined it all that scrupulously, if you're a good guy and you try and settle these lawsuits, you won't get penalized unnecessarily. But if you're a bad guy and drag it out, there's a possibility you might be. That's why you have the flux or the swing in your percentage points. So I had told Senator Rohde and Senator Coletta both that I was just going to sit back here quietly and vote for the bill. I don't think anybody's going to be ecstatically happy with it, but on the other hand, it does represent a sincere effort to arrive at a workable compromise.
You're still maintaining your objections?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yep.
Senator Saka.
Mr. President, could the Rules Committee again indicate the difference on section, the new section 3? I don't understand that part.
Senator Rohde, were you carrying it?
Yes. Mr. President, through the chair, Senator Saka, the Rules Committee substitute provides that if a person makes an offer of judgment, that is an offer to settle the suit, and then prevails after that offer of judgment has been refused by the other party, they receive an additional 2% interest. The object is to encourage the settlement of suits. If someone holds out when they don't have good grounds for doing so and then loses the suit, their side does not prevail, they have to pay an additional 2% interest or lose 2%. It's to encourage the settlement of suits. Both the defense and the plaintiff's bar agree it's a reasonable method of doing this, and it's one of the few things that I think the plaintiff and defense bar agree on.
The question is, shall Senator Ray?
Well, Mr. President, I listened in Judiciary, and when the Judiciary Committee substitute, and we eliminated all of what we thought was extraneous matter and just pumped it up to from 8 to 12%, and everybody seemed to be satisfied at that particular time. And now we have all this new language in that, again, makes it lawyerese or lawyer time, and at that time, I can't help but think that the guy that's going to get the money is going to get less.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. Chairman, I think that Senator Ray's comments are well taken. My suggestion would be that we adopt the Rules Committee substitute. I have an amendment in which Senator Ray has joined me on the Secretary's desk that would change the interest rate, and I think it might be appropriate at that time to place the question before the body of whether the extraneous language, as Senator Ray notes, should be removed from the bill we have before us, if that's agreeable to the Senator.
Senator, please come back to order. Unless somebody has an additional motion, the question is, shall the Rules Committee substitute be adopted? I ask unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the Rules Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
And to pre-judgment and post-judgment interest rates and providing for an effective date. There is an amendment number 1 by Senators Rohde and Ray. On page 1, on lines 12 and on line 20, change 10.5 to 12.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move amendment number 1.
You ask unanimous consent?
No,
objection is noted.
Mr. President, there are two reasons for retaining the 12% interest rate. First of all, it was the agreed upon rate by members of the defense bar, by members of the plaintiff's bar, by the insurance companies that were involved. The Judiciary Committee did its usual good job in examining this bill. It spent a great deal of time on it. It took a great deal of testimony. And the 12% rate was the rate that was settled upon. The plaintiff's bar asked in excess of 18%. The
defense bar offered approximately 10%. The Rules Committee substitute provides 10%. I don't think that's a realistic figure. And it's not realistic because it will help stall lawsuits. The money that will be retained for insurance purposes in a lawsuit can be invested at considerably more than 10.5%. It becomes a business decision then, Mr. President, of whether you stall as long as you can and collect 15, 16, or 17% on that money, or whether you pay immediately. Obviously, Mr. President, the business decision will dictate that the lawsuit be stalled as long as possible because there's pecuniary advantage. Therefore, I would urge the members to support the 12% figure, because that is the one thing that will ensure the reasonable settlement of lawsuits. We talk a lot about the court system and the different problems we have in ensuring the speedy resolution of disputes. Lowering the interest rate will do nothing but ensure we have clogged courts, and I can tell you that from firsthand experience, Mr. President.
Mr. President,
set aside.
I thought we just adopted the Rules Committee substitute.
We did.
And in Section 3, doesn't that add on another 2% on top of 10.5, or am I looking at
the wrong bit? That's kind of
right. Well, I guess you're just talking about one section. If they do delay
it, you add on another 2% as I read it. Also, I'd
like to know where to get 60%. Senator Ziegler? I can answer Senator Sackett's last question. The Senator Rohde is right, and yet he's wrong in many. Well, let me see if I can clarify this. First of all, when we jumped from 8 to 12%, the 50% boost, we had no 2-point swing. Now you have that 2-point swing added to 10.5, as I read the bill. So that gives you an effective rate, if the defense has been dragging its feet, of 12.5%. And were the amendment to be adopted, you'd be talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 14 or 14.5%. And I think maybe that's a little too high for the defense. I think maybe 10.5 plus a possible penalty provision of 2 points is adequate. I really do.
Senator Coletta.
Yes, Mr. President, I'm going to speak against the amendment also. Senator Ziegler has stated what would occur. It was a delicately balanced number that was picked. There were two problems. One, how much interest, and probably the most important, how to affect an early resolve to a suit when it has occurred. And this does it, and it increases the obtainable interest in the event of dilatory action and delay by 0.5% more than what everybody had agreed upon. But it has the two up and the two down accomplishes what was the prime purpose, the early settlement of those suits.
Senator Redd.
Well, Mr. President, all of this is very interesting, but at the same time, it appears to me that the people, we went into this to correct a problem, and we had it solved, at least to the satisfaction and agreement of the people that were from both sides that were there. And then now it looks like somebody's got to somebody else and say, well, maybe that wasn't such a good deal. Cut it down and give us the same interest rate, even though we're going to delay it a time. So what you really, if you want to make these people come to TAW and do it, leave the 12%, and they don't have any problem if they're agreeable and if they are going to operate within what we suggest. They aren't going to be penalized. In other words, the 2% is a penalty. It's a penalty clause for people that aren't doing things.
Question.
So I think it's a.
There's another problem I think that perhaps I should mention. Go ahead.
Could we have an Addy?
Yes, sir. You bet.
please come back to order. Senator Ziegler, you...
Just one brief remark, Mr. President. Of course, if you get the rate of interest up too high, again, I'm speaking very gently against the amendment, if you get it up too high, don't be laboring under the misapprehension that the Holy Grail Insurance Company is going to be picking up the tab. You, the ultimate consumer, are going to pay the increase in costs. And so I think for that reason, with the 10.5 plus the 2-point swing, that is adequate.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the present rate of interest on the investments that are made from monies held in reserve for is approximately 16%. If we adopt the 12% figure that has been proposed in the amendment before us, the maximum a person could receive would be 14%. That's two less than the rate of investment. So there's still an incentive not to settle, even if you are penalized for not settling a suit. The 12% figure, which will probably be controlling in a large number of cases, is a reasonable figure, still much below the rate at which the insurance companies can invest the proceeds. I don't think this is unfair to insurance companies, and I don't think that it is unfair to those people who are involved in lawsuits. It is a reasonable interest level that will compensate people for the use of money, and will, with the 2% swing figures, promote the settlement of lawsuits. I do think that the 10% figure, the 10.5% figure, will promote litigation, will stand in the way of the settlement of lawsuits, and will ultimately work against the interest of the public, and will increase the cost to insurance companies in many ways, all of which is again borne by the ratepayer. Question, Mr. President.
Senator Curtula.
What comes up comes down in interest rates. Now we're tinkering for a temporary solution, but we may well find before too long that we're many, many points above what would be needed to settle. So we're just doing something that's temporary. When the insurance companies and lawyers get together, it gives you some pause, you know, to think about the whole program.
Question is, shall amendment number one be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 6 yeas, 10 nays.
And so amendment number one has failed.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 546 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 546 rules, an act relating to offers of judgment and to prejudgment and post-judgment interest rates and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 546 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 1 nay.
And so Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 546 has passed the Senate. Yeah. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 546 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
House Bill number 568. By Representative Moss, an act relating to the Delta Junction Bison Range area. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends to pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Meehan, Mulcahy, and Fahrenkamp. There are no amendments.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 568 be considered engrossed, advance a third reading, and placed for final passage.
House Bill number 568, an act relating to the Delta Junction Bison Range area.
Question.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 568 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 2 nays.
And so House Bill 568 has passed the Senate.
House Bill number 811 by Representatives Osterbach and Zaroff, an act relating to price disputes between fishermen and fish processors and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Mielen, Bennett, and Dankworth. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 811 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
House Bill number 811, an act relating to price disputes between fishermen and fish processors and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 811 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 1 nay.
And so House Bill 811 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 811 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
I wrote you a note.
House Bill number 1005 by the Commerce Committee, an act continuing the existence of the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, and amending the statutes relating to its powers and responsibilities and providing for an effective date. The Commerce Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman, concurring, Senators Kelly, Strzelczyk, and Stimson. Senator Ferguson signed, no recommendation. There is an amendment number one by the Commerce Committee. Page 3, lines 20 and 21, delete the words after board in an amount not to exceed $50.
President. Senator Bradley.
I move the adoption of the amendment. Mr. President, this was a drafting area that wasn't discovered on the floor on the House side until after its passage. So, until the drafting area was presented to the board, the required to be limited to $50 for an examination.
Are there any objections to amendment number one? You ask unanimous consent. There are no objections. Amendment number one is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 1005, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advance a third reading, and placed for final passage.
Okay. House Bill 1005, amended Senate, an act continuing the existence of the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, and amending the statutes relating to its powers and responsibilities and providing for an effective date.
Question.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 1005 as amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas and 4 absent.
We're going to have to void that.
Senator Strzelczyk did not vote.
Are you ready for the question?
I was waiting for the final.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 1005 as amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does.
Badly.
Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 absent.
And so House Bill 1005, as amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 1005, amended Senate, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 1031 by the Commerce Committee, an act continuing the existence of the Board of Electrical Examiners and amending the statutes relating to its powers and duties of the Board and providing for an effective date. The Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiluski and Stimson. Senator Kelly signed, no recommendation. Also, the Commerce Committee had a letter of intent. There is a Senate committee substitute.
Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the Senate committee substitute.
Ask unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the committee substitute is adopted. I'll let you run through it.
Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 1031 by the Commerce Committee, enact continuing the existence of the Board of Electrical Examiners and amending the statutes relating to the powers and duties of the Board and providing for an effective date. There is an amendment number one by Senator Bradley. On page 2, line 9, after 4, insert his familiarity with.
Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, believe it or not, this is another drafting error. It's been a good grammar.
Ask unanimous consent.
It's overlooked
on the House side, and otherwise the Senate and the House bills are identical.
Move.
Amendment, ask unanimous consent.
Ask unanimous consent.
Hear no objection. Amendment number one is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Clement?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. Excuse me. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules to be suspended and Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 1031 amended Senate be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed for final passage.
Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 1031 amended Senate, an act continuing the existence of the Board of Electrical Examiners and amending the statutes relating to its powers and duties of the Board and providing for an effective date.
Question has been called. The question is, shall Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 1031 as amended by the Senate pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas and 4 absent.
And so Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 1031 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on passage of Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 1031 amended Senate be considered. Excuse me, be considered. I'm sorry.
Just stay
the roll
off the
call
tracks,
vote
though, the
on the
move.
Effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
This takes us to Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 22, Donation of Blood by Those Who Have Reached the Age of 17 Years, which was held from May 23rd, waiting an opinion from Mr. Barrier, which we received.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that second Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 22 be held one legislative day.
If you hear no objection, it's held one legislative day. Is that what you wanted, Senator Ferguson?
No, I wasn't. I was going to ask that it be sent to rules until we see whether we can confer what the House.
I think we'll just hold it.
Mr. Chairman, that action can come up tomorrow. It's already been held.
Yes, good enough.
They want us to send them that. Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 346 for the Resources Committee, an act relating to fishing area markers. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp, Mulcahy, Meeland, Bennett, and Sumner. There are no amendments.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 346 be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed for final passage.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 346, an act relating to fishing area markers.
Senator Collector.
Mr. President, a question to the President. Is this a serious problem from time to time that the markers are forgot out there and then they move in the inside of them and the person's in trouble? What is your experience, if I might be so bold as to ask?
Very rarely markers are changed in season without the old markers being adequately covered. And this would only take place when the markers were expanded and you had old markers in a smaller area inside. I don't think it's that serious a problem, but I don't think it's that serious a problem for the Department of Fish and Game to get their markers in. Senator Ray.
Well, I would not question you in your district, but in this district, especially in the Taku, the markers are moved from here down to here. And if you leave that in, you're going to be fishing in the closed area. I think it's imperfect. The technical part of this is imperfect. In the last, what we should do is amend it in some fashion to say that the old markers or the new markers are the ones that outline or mark the boundaries, and not the way it is here, because you are defeating your own purpose.
I can't continue to debate you from the chair. I could very well explain it later if you'd care to hold it over.
Senator Ray and I see it the same way at the moment. That's the logical way for everyone here. I move National House consent to this bill be held one day in Morris County.
Hear no objection. House Bill 346 be held one legislative day.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 40 by Representatives Freeman, Parr, Barnes, Phillips, and Rogers relating to Alaska's right under the Statehood Act to land promised by the Act. The Judiciary Committee considered this resolution and reports it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and Senators Bennett and Mielen signed do pass. Senator Ray signed no recommendation. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Ferguson, page 3, line 3. After the word which on line 3, insert the state of. On page 3, line 4, after the words United States, insert under the Statehood Act.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I've moved the adoption of the amendment.
You ask unanimous consent?
Mr. Chairman, the amendment is to clarify the intent of the resolve clause. I think it does sound better with the amendment in. And I would ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, amendment number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator
Kolesky. Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt House Concurrent Resolution 40, amended Senate.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt House Concurrent Resolution 40 as amended by the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 absent.
And so the Senate has adopted House Concurrent Resolution 40 as amended by the Senate.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 69 by the Resources Committee requesting the Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission to investigate the possibility of creating a separate administrative area for the Aleutian Islands and requesting the Department of Fish and Game to provide the legislature with data and statistics relating to salmon harvest in the Aleutian Islands. The Resources Committee considered this bill, this resolution, and recommends due pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Bennett, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Mielen, Fahrenkamp, and Mulcahy. There is an amendment number 1 by Senate Resources, page 2, lines 4, 5, and 6, delete. This is a Resources Committee substitute or amendment.
Is somebody going to move it? Senator Bennett, are you going to move the Resources Committee?
I move the amendment as unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, amendment number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt House Concurrent Resolution 69, amended Senate.
Mr. President.
Objection to adoption?
Yes. For the purposes of a question, I don't see a fiscal note with this, and I'm wondering if there is one, or if the cost is just to be incurred by the department that it's assigned to.
Senator Sackett.
There isn't a fiscal note, it would have to be incurred by the
Thank you. Remove my objection.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 69, as amended by the Senate, be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas and 3 absent.
And so House Concurrent Resolution 69, as amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. This brings us to the bottom of today's calendar. We're now under unfinished business. Does any member have anything under unfinished business?
We have 2 possibilities.
Oh, we have.
We held them. You want to take them up or not?
Oh.
I have them under unfinished business.
Yeah, you better make a motion.
2 of them.
Under unfinished business, do you wish to make a motion?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 205 and Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 836 be held one legislative day.
Do you object, Senator Mila?
No.
All right. You have the, without objection, they'll be held one legislative day. Senator Mila, you have the floor.
Yes, I was going to ask unanimous consent to be excused from a call of the Senate on May 25th. That would be tomorrow. There's a possibility I might not be using that request, but I have been invited to a religious retreat up the channel here, and I just possibly might go.
As long as it's outside of this area, sir, anybody that remains in this area is still subject to a call. No, we'll so reflect. Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, give notice of reconsideration on my vote on Senate Bill 374 amendment, which was concurrence vote.
I believe you have to move to rescind our action in adoption of it. Is that?
Tell them about the acting. If it can't be reached by reconsideration, it could be
Standard.
Senate who reside in this district. I know there isn't anything I can do about it, but I want to tell you my displeasure is just the same, because you're discriminating against me. What if I lived in 35 miles out the road? Then I could get off, huh? I want to go on the religious retreat with my friend.
I'm just notifying him if the religious retreat is still in
Mr.
Juneau.
President, we've been trying to accomplish an elimination of that problem for Senator Ray.
I think that's entirely frivolous, and I do extend my deep sympathy to you, Senator Ray. Is there anything else under unfinished business? Does any member want the floor in a special order? Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Sackett.
Finance will meet at 1 o'clock in half an hour, and 3 conferences will be meeting at 3 o'clock.
Thank you. I believe the free conference on 1 is going to be meeting right through the weekend, too. Yes, Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, preface the recess motion and the adjournment motion, which will occur later today. The Senate will reconvene on Sunday at 1 p.m. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate recess to a call of the chair 4 p.m. today.
Is
We're only going to be accepting messages, so only a skeleton crew needs to be
just
here.
Three of us to satisfy.